Well, this is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by Community Radio, KFOI 90.9 FM, serving Redding, Red Bluff, and the Upper Sacramento Valley. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me. We've been listening to an exclusive interview with Lindsay Aitken and Ken Campbell, Scottish Celtic singers and musicians from Loch Lomond, Scotland, telling us about their music and their latest CD, Shore to Shore, as well as their upcoming concert here in Reading Friday night. And at this point, I would like to welcome Peter and Nadia Robbins to the studio. They've actually been here for the entire interview, very patiently waiting for their turn. And Peter and Nadia are the Traveling Bohemians, and they've been hosting monthly spoken word poetry and open mic music, as well as concerts, dance events, art exhibits, and more to the Reading community for over a decade. They originally met in the early 1980s in Philadelphia when Peter was teaching at the Temple School of Nuclear Medicine Technology. That sounds really interesting. I'll have to talk to you about that sometime, Peter.
It's another topic for another day, yes.
And at that time, Nadia was a student. So sounds like a wonderful
meeting. Another topic for another day.
Since arriving in Reading, Peter and Nadia have provided a venue for poets, musicians, dancers, and others to express their artistic pursuits for the benefit of all of us in Reading. So, tell us about the Bohemian Art Loft. How long have you been in operation, and what goes on there?
Well, the loft started in 2010 when we had been doing a variety of performances in a variety of venues around Reading. We were at the Shasta County Arts Council as an auxiliary for many years, and we frequented many coffee shops, and it was the David Marr Auditorium at one point that we were putting on dance festivals. And Nadia saw a storefront with a for rent sign in it where there had been an acting school and a little theater. And she thought, oh my goodness, I wonder if the stage is still there. And
it used to be the Odyssey Theater.
It was the Odyssey Theater.
Oh, wow.
And the Act Now School of Acting, where our son was enrolled and took lessons and was in a couple of performances. And, well, the stage was gone, had been occupied by an accountant or some non-performer type for many years. But she saw the for rent sign and called up and made an inquiry because she always wanted to have an art gallery, a place where she could host receptions and small music events, and the price was right. We figured we wouldn't lose too much money trying to do this, and so we rented the place and opened a gallery. And it wasn't long before we decided to move our open mics there, so we moved our poetry and music open mics, and we started with having musical accompaniment to receptions for our artist of the month. And at that point, we were doing a new show every month, which was absolutely killing us, having a new show every month. And it slowly grew. We put in a stage, and we had lighting, and we put in some acoustical treatments to make the room sound good. And since then, it's been a beautiful venue for doing acoustic music. We've had occasional rock and roll and other non-acoustic, but primarily we've been hosting acoustic folk music, jazz. We've recorded for people. We've recorded demo CDs. There's one kid who's now at Manhattan School of Music because of his auditions, in part because of the audition CD we recorded. So we've done lots of things there.
We also have done drama and plays. So we've done short plays like Ionesco's plays. Mm-hmm. And we traveled to Berkeley with that, and Beaverville, and
Chico.
Wow, wonderful! Yeah,
so a lot's been going on in there.
It sounds like a hidden gem on Bocelli Lane.
It is the best kept secret in Reading.
Well, KFOI is going to do our utmost to take it out of its secrecy, at least partially, and let more people know about it, know about you and the wonderful things you're doing there.
Do you want to tell us about the name?
The Bohemians, the Traveling Bohemians? Well, the Bohemians, I'm from Czechoslovakia, former Czechoslovakia, and the Czech part of Czechoslovakia was called Bohemia.
Mm-hmm.
And in about 17th century in Czechoslovakia, there was a revival of artistic revival and a renaissance, so to speak, artistic renaissance. And, you know, they spoke German, and now they were speaking Czech, and the Czech language developed, and so that part of the country and the people that have been involved in this revival became the Bohemians.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that's where the name comes from.
Oh.
And we did a lot of traveling. We were for many, many years traveling from one coffee shop to another. And when we finally got the Bohemian Art Loft, we contemplated changing our name to the Sedentary Bohemians, but it just didn't have the right ring.
Well, and actually the Traveling Bohemians started in Hawaii, where we lived for 15 years.
Oh.
And so we began there with poetry and open mics, right? And we produced plays
and
as
dance
well.
And plays,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came to Reading, actually, we decided, okay, we're not going to do this anymore.
And we went to a poetry reading in the old downtown bookstore. And hidden in the back, as far away in the back corner, surrounded by books. No one could hear some really tremendous poetry being presented. And we said, you know, guys, there's Downtown Espresso, there's a coffee shop right there. And you could be heard. Your works could be heard by the general public. Let's go out there. They didn't want to. And finally, one of the participants agreed with us, and by brute force, we moved them out into Downtown Espresso with a very tiny PA system, and I guess we're doing it again.
Well, that sounds wonderful, and it's such a privilege to have your wonderful art loft here in Reading. And so I really hope more people will come down and come to the concerts and the poetry readings and everything else that you're sponsoring to enrich the artistic life here in Reading. And thank you so much for doing that. And now the concert
Thank you
Friday,
for noticing, by the way.
Yes. The concert Friday night, is there anything that you'd like to add other than what Ken and Lindsay have already told us?
We would just like to encourage, you know, we really want to do this for community. This is a work of love that we do, and we'd like to share that with the community, and it takes the community to make it work. So, you know, it's a two-way street, and so we would really like to invite everybody that can come and share with us this wonderful music that Ken and Lindsay provide.
We absolutely do it for the love of the music, and it's the sort of music that we would otherwise have to travel to the Bay Area to
mm-hmm,
hear,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
We bring it to Reading, and if we get enough people coming to support this music, first of all, the musicians don't feel bad that they're playing to a half-empty house,
mm-hmm,
and we can keep doing it. So we really hope people will recognize what a resource this is. And, you know, even for those environmentally minded people amongst your listenership, just think of it as saving the planet. If 20 or 30 people had to drive to San Francisco to hear this music, think how much gas and what's the carbon footprint we save by doing it right here in Reading. It's one vehicle, they're coming up instead of all of us going down there. So we consider it a service on many levels.
Yeah. Plus the traffic's much better here.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much, Peter and Nadia. Thank you for joining me on Intermountain Classics here. And I think your Bohemian Art Loft is a wonderful find here in Reading. And we wish you all the best with it here at KFOI. And hopefully we'll get more and more people going out there to enjoy what you have to offer.
And Tom, we thank you for having us, and we will encourage people to go to our website, travelingbohemians.org, or if you just Google Traveling Bohemians, it'll get you there. And if you think you want to come Friday, go ahead and buy tickets in advance through Brown Paper Tickets, because it helps us to know that, you know, how we have to set up for it. So it'd be very, very helpful if people are thinking they're going to go ahead and buy tickets. And that way, when they call at the last minute and say, you know, we're kind of tired, we're thinking of canceling, if you sold any tickets, if we can tell them, hey, the house, it's sold out, you got to come. And then they say, okay, we're coming. So.
All right, very good. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Nadia.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom, thank you for having us.
All right, thank you.